Now let's go back to Philippians chapter 3. We've just sung about God's wonders and making them known, and one of the great wonders of God is His righteousness and how He makes that available to us. So I'm going to think about that tonight, Philippians 3, and especially I want to read verse 9. Paul says, I consider everything rubbish. He says, nothing is any good to me except that which I may gain Christ and be found in Him. So verse 9, be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, that is from Paul's keeping of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. Some time ago I went down onto the shore in Badical in the little cove. There's a little pier just where we are, just in front of the house. And there was a big barrel someone had just left sitting there. I was curious, wondered what was in the barrel. So I went over to it and gingerly lifted the lid and stuck my nose in. Well, the barrel was full of rotting fish. And you can feel how my stomach turned, and I nearly threw up as the smell of the fish. I can just get the feeling of it now, how repulsive it was. Yeah. Sometimes people smell. I don't mean by that they have bad hygiene, although that can be the case as well. But I mean the way they live. Their lifestyle has a bad odour. One of the worst stenches that rises up from humanity is the stench of self-righteousness. There's nothing more bad-smelling, foul-smelling to other people than if we are self-righteous. If we're thinking, I'm better than you. If there's any of that in our lives, it's unattractive. It stinks. When we meet people, sometimes we may detect it on them because it leaves a sort of lingering smell. As we part from them, we wonder, what is it that was not right about our encounter with them? And it can be difficult to detect, and then we realise, right, self-righteousness, that's what it was. All the worse if other people are getting that odour from us. All the worse if that odour comes from the church, from religious hypocrites in the church. That's a real scandal. Worse still if it comes from Christian people who've lost their way and lost a sight of what the gospel really is. And there's probably nothing that puts people in the world outside off the Christian faith more than self-righteous Christians. Probably nothing more. So tonight I want to examine ourselves in light of this. And this sermon came out of a very recent realization myself that I was beginning to take a bit of pride in how long it had been since I last committed a particular sin. And I realized that pride, that feeling pretty good about myself, it was self-righteousness. And it left me vulnerable to spiritual failure. And it led to spiritual failure. But I don't need to go into detail. So verse 9. Paul wants to be found in Christ, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law. So no self-righteousness. No righteousness that originates out of Paul. But that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. So let me just recap very, very quickly on what we believe about righteousness. And in doing so, I'm conscious I am revising what Willie was preaching on 2 weeks ago. And it's very simple, just in verse 9. Number one, I don't have my own righteousness. I don't have righteousness. Not having a righteousness of my own. Don't have it. Secondly, God does have righteousness. So in verse 9, the righteousness that comes from God. So God has righteousness. I don't have righteousness. God does. The third thing is that righteousness from God can be mine. The righteousness, says Paul in verse 9, which is through faith in Christ that comes from God and is by faith. I can get righteousness through faith in Christ. And that is the final thing. It's through faith. It's not because I've done anything. It's not because I've been impressive. It's what Christ is, and we just trust him. We trust Jesus. And trusting him, we become righteous before God. It's God's righteousness that's given to us because we don't have any of our own. So Jesus Christ is all our righteousness. He's everything. Because without him, we won't be righteous. And without righteousness, we can't be in a relationship with God. So 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30, Christ Jesus, Paul says, has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Christ is our righteousness, says Paul. Therefore, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. So if we're going to take pride tonight, it's not going to be that we haven't sinned for a while. It's not going to be that we're doing well. It's going to be in Christ. Let's boast, but let's boast in Jesus. In his righteousness, as we sang in Psalm 71, we're going to speak about his righteousness alone. That's what it's all about. Now you've got to grasp this. At some point in your life, you've really got to grasp this. The sooner you do it, children, the better. The sooner you realise that it's what Jesus has done that's important and not what you do, the better. Because there isn't anyone righteous without Jesus. Romans 3:10, there is no one righteous. No, not one. There's no one righteous. And we stand in Psalm 130. If God marks our sins, we can't stand. If that was all that happened, God says, all right, well, as soon as they've sinned, they're not righteous. And he would just catch us all out. We would never stand before him. And the fact is, if you're not a Christian in terms of trusting this Jesus yet, God is marking your sins and you're not standing tonight. You're on your face before God in unrighteousness. But it's not just non-Christians who need to grasp this. Christians need to grasp this. If we're going to have peace in a relationship with God, we've really got to know why it is that God would want to be at peace with us. And the only way that God will be at peace with us is through Jesus' righteousness. So we've got to grasp that our righteousness is Jesus' righteousness. If we're going to have peace, so that when we do sin, because we all sin, we're not going to sink into the depths straight away because we sinned. We'll just keep our eye on the fact that even though we've sinned, Jesus is still our righteousness. We repent of the sin, but it's not our repentance that makes us good. It's Jesus' righteousness. But what I want to home in tonight on is this. This righteousness is something that seasoned Christians need to grasp as well. I'm talking about people who have been Christians for a while. I've been a Christian for a while, and it's very easy to lose sight of what it is that makes me stand well with God. Because not many people will actually remind me about that. That's why I need to keep reading the Bible, and why I keep needing to have fellowship and listen to preaching myself. Because all around us, self-righteousness is present. And people are saying, well, if you're a good person, God will accept you. And that's just not the message of the Bible. But it's very easy for Christians to start thinking that way after a while, even when they began being Christians, by realizing, wow, God has accepted me because of Jesus. And we forget that after a while. So I'm going to focus tonight for a wee while on those who've been Christians for a long time. Maybe a year or 10 years or 50 years. We've all got our story. And maybe our story goes something like this. I was a bad person, but now I'm a Christian. Something like that. There were sins I used to commit, but I don't do that anymore. Now, when we're thinking in that way about ourselves, it's very easy to slip into think, well, I used to do that, but I don't do it now. We feel good that we don't do these things anymore. And then it's not very far away to thinking, God must be pleased with me, how much better I am now than I was in the past. And that's just about the same as saying, I've got a better standing with God because I'm living better than I used to. Now that does kind of sound right, but it's not. It's not right because then we're beginning to trust how we're doing ourselves as Christians. We're saying, I'm living better, so God's bound to be better disposed towards me because of that. He thinks better of me. I've got better standing with him. And it's just not like that. You've lost what it is that gives you standing with God. It's Jesus. It isn't possible to have a better standing with God than you have because of Jesus. That's all you have, but it's all you need. I mean, you cannot improve upon the standing you have in Jesus by your contribution, by how good you are, by how much better you are now than you used to be. It doesn't add anything to your standing. Christ our righteousness. It's that and nothing else. But Christians, as we've been Christians for a while, we begin to feel that we've got somewhere. We're living better. We're better than we used to be. We begin to take a little bit of a pride in how we're doing. We start to feel good about ourselves. It's been a while since we did that really bad sin. This is what I was thinking. It's been a while since we really fell in that way. And it's been a while since we put behind so many of the sins of our old life. Now, if you're starting to think like that, there's someone who's going to take notice. And it's going to be bad news. And that someone is Satan. You, as you start to think good things about yourself and how well you're doing, are presenting a bigger and a bigger and a bigger target to Satan. See, as long as your entire sense of righteousness is in Christ and it's in heaven in Christ, Satan can't use your sins against you. Because you know that your sins don't destroy your standing with God. Your sins are bad. You need to repent of them. You've got to get rid of them or you're going to have fellowship with God. But you stand with God because of Jesus. And as long as you know that, Satan can't bring you down because of your sins. As long as you know that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ, because the righteousness is his, your righteousness is his, then Satan cannot condemn you. He can't. But once you start taking notice as a Christian of, it's been a while, I'm doing quite well, and you begin to feel smug and confident about your own performance, then Satan knows he can really score a victory against you by making you sin. Because he knows that you're beginning to get a wee bit confident towards God, not because of Jesus, but because of yourself. Because you feel you're not doing too badly, you're doing better than you used to. And if Satan can just make you do worse again, then because you're putting confidence in how well you think you're doing, you'll lose your confidence because you're not going to be doing so well again. And you'll lose a sense of relationship with God because you've been thinking about how well you're doing instead of thinking about how wonderful Jesus' righteousness is on your behalf. And you will be condemning yourself. And you will feel condemned, and Satan will heap the coals on to that fire, and you'll really, really be in trouble spiritually. So You've got to not be saying to yourself, I'm not doing too bad here. I'm doing better than I used to. I'm not doing these things anymore. That's how Satan gets in. Our confidence, our righteousness is in Christ. Not having a righteousness of my own, I don't. Even when I'm doing my very best, I don't have a righteousness of my own. So I can't put any trust in myself. The righteousness comes from God through faith in Christ. But here's something else. The seasoned Christian can also lose sight of the way that they used to think when they first became Christians. Because when you first became a Christian, you had just repented of your sins and left the sins that you used to do with all your friends, the non-Christians that you're hanging out with. When you first become a Christian, you've left those sins, but you know that you were just doing them last week or a month ago, so you know that you could easily fall into those sins again. Because you know you're still the same person, really. Your human nature hasn't changed. So you're very aware that it's easy to fall into sins, even though you're stopping doing them. But after a time, after years pass, you can lose sight of that. Because you don't do these things anymore that those you used to hang out with do. And you begin to just say to yourself, I don't do the things that those people do anymore. But what you're forgetting is that your nature is just the same, hasn't changed. It's not that you're not doing those things because your nature has changed. It's that you're not doing those things because you love Jesus and because you want to follow Jesus and you're seeking his help every day. But it's easy to start forgetting that. Because after you put a lot of clear water between yourself and your former way of life, and you're thinking to yourself, I don't do what these people did and what I used to do with these people, you maybe begin to think that you can just keep going not doing those things, and you begin maybe less to ask for Jesus' help and more just to depend on your track record now and on your confidence that you can keep going. You're becoming more confident then of your own ability not to do those bad sins. You're beginning to think that you're righteous yourself, and that you've got your own righteousness. Because you've got this long track record now of not sinning. Again, it's the same thing. You're becoming vulnerable. Satan knows his target. This is why Paul says, if you think you're standing, be careful in case you fall. Satan will build you up into thinking that you're righteous yourself. And he'll move you away from depending on Jesus. And you'll be saying, well, I've been keeping up this Christian life now for a long time. I'm regular in church. I'm regular in the prayer meeting. I'm regular in prayer myself. I read the Bible every day. I don't swear. And I don't do this. And I don't do that. And I don't do the next thing. And I don't live like them. And you're just making it a habit now, instead of a thing that's about depending on Jesus. And Satan might be very happy to just leave you like that. Because once you've gotten to that place where you're thinking, I don't do those things anymore. And I'm just able to keep going, being the good person that I am. Satan will see the self-righteousness long before you do. And they'll say, that Christian's beginning to stink. And I like Christians that smell bad, says Satan, because it brings the church into bad repute and it brings Jesus into bad repute. Whenever the people of the world say these Christians are thinking they're a better people than others. But that's what we do when we forget. When we think we've got a better nature than others now because we're Christians. Well, we don't. Exactly the same nature as we ever had. And we're very, very vulnerable. But Satan might just leave us there, feeling better about ourselves, feeling good about ourselves, feeling better than other people, feeling very confident in our ability to keep this Christian show on the road. And people around us will smell that. Because non-Christians can smell self-righteousness in Christians at 1,000 yards. And it really does put them off. They hate it. We should be like that ourselves as Christians, by the way. We should smell it in ourselves and hate it too. should hate to see it in one another and help one another to get away from it, because it's a horrible thing. And so Satan might just leave you feeling really good that you're a better person now, because you're a Christian and you've got a good track record and you do this, that and the next thing, and you don't do these things that these people are doing. But Satan might not. One day he might just say, right, now I'm going to bring the big fall on. And he'll assail you with temptation, and you will fall because you've forgotten that you can fall. And what a disaster that will be. You'll discover the thing that an alcoholic discovers when he or she falls after 20 years of sobriety. And that's this, that when an alcoholic who's been in the gutter and then stops drinking for 20 years, starts drinking again, they go right back to the very worst place they were at. It's not like they start off just with a little problem again. They go right back to the bottom again, because the nature hasn't changed. And it's the same with any sin. Our nature doesn't change. We just get inhabited by the Holy Spirit. What will change our nature is when Jesus returns, he will transform our bodies. But that's the future. We're just as vulnerable today as we ever were when we weren't Christians to sinning. And the reason why we don't sin is because we depend on Jesus. We want to love him. Not because we're righteous and good now, and because we're better people. So we mustn't be saying to ourselves, you know, I don't do what they do. We should be thinking to ourselves, I could do what they do. And I've got to be very, very careful every day, or I will do what they do and I'll fall. Christian friends, especially those of you who have been Christians a long time, beware of the sin of self-righteousness. It will creep up on you and you won't even notice it's got into bed with you. And when you think that you're doing very well, actually, other people are beginning to notice that you think you're doing really well, and that you think you're better than they are. And the smell of self-righteousness is very off-putting. It's not having a righteousness of my own, but the righteousness that comes from God and who's through faith in Jesus Christ. All the righteousness that I will ever need and all the righteousness that I will ever have comes from Jesus. It's all Jesus. I can't add anything to it. And if I begin to think I can, I will diminish my sense of dependence upon him. I will defile my sense of his righteousness, and I'll become insecure in my relationship with God, vulnerable to temptation, and before I know it, I'll be flat on my face, or Satan will have me as a great big religious hypocrite who's setting himself up as a better person than others, and he'll have a field day with that. So we're beginning to think in our lives, it's been a while since I did that sin. Watch out. That's not the same as saying you couldn't do it. And it's not the same as saying that you're a good person. It's still Jesus and Jesus only. If you're beginning to say, well, I only did that sin once recently, and I know I shouldn't have done it, but it's just once. You're beginning to diminish sin, make it sound like it doesn't matter, because you're beginning to think you're a good person and sin, little sins that you do don't really matter. Or if you're beginning to think, I don't do what they do, be careful. Or you're beginning to think their sin is worse than mine, be careful. Or that one sin is only a small sin, be careful. Or that the sin that you've done is not really that bad because you've got a good reason to do it. All these things, you're in great danger of self-righteousness. Let's have this clear in our minds. Complete and exclusive confidence in Jesus Christ is the only way for a Christian. Not having righteousness of my own, At no point can I ever take pride in myself. Let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. And let everyone see that our dependence is never upon ourselves, our track record, or how good we are, or how much better we are than they are, or anything like that. It's nothing like that. It's entirely and exclusively Jesus. And if people can convey that to the people around them, it's beautiful. It's beautiful when Christians can just show to others that Jesus is everything to us. Absolutely everything. And that without him, we can do nothing.